Hey. Yeah, you. Come here. I want to talk to you for a little bit. Yeah, I get it. You got somewhere to be. Me too. This won't take long. Just come on. In here. Nobody uses that classroom anyway, and everyone's gone home. What? Stop staring at me. Yeah, I do. The problem I have is you staring at my girlfriend. Yeah, you know who she is. Don't pretend. You sit behind her in every class. You're in every single club she's in. So, she's fucking mine. She might not know you have a sad little crush on her, but I can see it. You want her. Every time you bite your lip when she speaks, every time you try to stay behind after class to chat with her, I see what you're trying to do, and it's not gonna work. What I want is for you to fucking get over it. She's never gonna like you back. Not when she has me. What do you mean, what if you don't? You think this is gonna go anywhere for you? Intimidated? Who the fuck do you think you are? Have you seen me? Have you seen you? You'd be lucky if she spared you a second glance. Yeah, this is me telling you nicely to back off. Well, you're stubborn, I'll give you that. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Just shut up and listen, okay? All right. You let me fuck you any way I want. And if you don't come by the end, I'll leave you alone. You heard me. Because every girl I fuck falls for me. And I can take some sad chick having a crush on me. Not like it's the first time that's ever happened. What I can't take is seeing your sappy face every time she walks into class. Well, if you lose, you quit every club you join because of her. Cocky, are we? Well, to be honest, I didn't think you'd be so enthusiastic about it. Then how about this? If at any point you forfeit, it counts as my win. So, deal? Good. Let's start with you against that desk. Startle you, did I? Well, here's the first thing about her. She loves to be pinned like this, to have some big, strong hands holding her against any surface. And when I'm this close, I can do everything she wants. For example, slide a leg between her thighs, like this, just so she can feel some friction on her clit. Sometimes she loves foreplay, but when she's feeling some kind of way, she just needs to be fucked. Look at you, already grinding against my thigh. Didn't notice you were doing that, did you? No, keep going. It's gonna make it that much easier for me. To be honest, I know your type. You just need to get all this shit out of your system. Don't you? Well, I'm sure as fuck not about to let you have my girl, so I'm giving you the next best thing. A proper fucking so you can get the hell over yourself. Now let's undo that shirt. Take a look at those tits. I hate to say it, but you're not so bad looking yourself. Too bad you're not her type. Oh, what is her type? Let's see. Tall. Strong. Limber hands to play with her tits. And she loves it when I pinch them like this. I think you like it too. You're shaking your head, but your nipples are so hard. You know, I can give you what you want. You just have to give in. I like your spirit, but you're fighting a losing battle. Do you mind if I have a taste? I always ask. The point is for you to transfer your affections, not come out of this resenting me. I know you won't, because your pupils dilate every time I look at you. and your breath catches just a bit. It also helps that you've been grinding your pussy into my leg for the past however long we've been doing this. Oh, that's cute. Your expression. You're so easy to read. But to be fair, so is she. You ready to move on? Put your skirt out the way. Of course you're not wearing panties. Hmm? You forgot? That's a weird way of saying you want the world to see your pussy out. You know, I always wondered if you dress like a slut for her, or if you're just like that. Although I can't complain about the easy access. Maybe I'll have her go commando once or twice. See how she likes it. See if you notice. Here we are. I'm not surprised you're so fucking wet already. Chicks like you are always the same. So much bravado. Trying to one-up someone like you have something to prove. Until you realize you have no idea what you signed up for. Fuck, you're loud. Has no one ever rubbed your clit before? God damn. That would explain a lot, actually. Maybe if you spent more time fucking yourself, you spent less of it stalking other people's girlfriends. Fine, not stalking, ogling, whatever. God, just cover your mouth if you're gonna make so much noise. Just because it's after school doesn't mean the damn place is empty. Ugh, Jesus Christ. How the fuck are you so wet for this? I mean, maybe this is what you wanted. To have someone put you back in your place. To be reminded that you're just a slut who craves attention. Is this how you jilled off to her? In your bed? Hand on your mouth while the other rubs your clit? Do you pretend it's her hands on you? That she'll say nice little things to you while she gets you off? Well, I just love to burst that bubble, but it's the complete opposite. My girl is pure sub. It's in her nature to beg and behave for me. In class, she's all smart and driven, but the moment my fingers touch her pussy, she's my good little slut, and she loves it. Speaking of, you look like you're ready for a finger inside. What do you think? Yeah? Here, suck on these. Like the way you taste? I can't complain. Here, up on the table we go. There we are. Now, you know we can stop at any time, right? Good, just making sure. I think your focus is wavering a bit. But as long as you're enjoying yourself, it's all good. There. Nice and tight around me. Really living up to exactly how I thought you'd be. Yeah, of course I did. You think I haven't noticed you waving your ass in my face every time you sit down? I could tell exactly what you wanted. And that is someone's fingers in your wet little pussy, a thumb on your clit, and a mouth on your neck. So predictable. Yeah, I know a slut when I see one. I knew you'd do exactly as you're told, and you like it. As long as my hands are fucking you just right, you'd do anything. Feels good? Well, I sure hope it does. You want it faster? Harder? Looks like you're breaking. You want to be a good girl? See, this is exactly why you're none of what she needs. You're too soft, just like her. What she wants, what she needs, is someone who will surround her, fill her, and fucking dominate her. She doesn't look like it, does she? She's such a sweet little thing, kind of like you. But surely you've noticed the amount of turtlenecks she wears, and scarves. And, just like you, she loves a nice, firm grip on her neck. Sometimes she can't come without it. You sound like you're close. You're not? Because you're clenching pretty fucking hard, dripping down my hands. You're making quite the mess. Want to know what she's like when she comes? No, you don't have to answer. I'll tell you anyway. When I'm fucking her, just like this, with my fingers hitting her G-spot every fucking time, she does these high-pitched little moans. I know when she's getting close because she's always making the same sounds. She'd have her hands gripping my shoulders, my arms, my hair, any part of me she can reach. You have that in common. Although she never grabs hard enough to bruise. Goddamn. And when her knees start to shake, like yours are now, I know she's so fucking close. So close that my mouth on her neck or a flick of her clit can tip her over the edge. And when I'm fucking her with a strap on, I have one hand on her pretty neck and the other rubbing her clit so hard just to hear her beg for me. Because she always wants it so fucking bad for me to please, please fuck her harder to make her come. And that's because she's my good girl. She always gets what she wants. And you, you're gonna come for me. You're gonna prove me right and know that I'm the only one who can fuck like this. And what you really want is someone who can fuck you properly. God, you're tight. Who knew you were such a fucking slut? You're gonna be a good girl and come for me? Yeah? Alright, come on. Come for me. Come now. Fuck, there we go. There we fucking go, that's right. Fucking come. Good girl. Let me fuck you through it. That's it. That's fucking it. Oh, fuck. Too much? Okay, I'll stop. Oh, God. You're just a little overachiever, aren't you? Not a single disappointing moment. Yeah. Of course I knew you liked both of us. That was a test run to see how you'd react. It was her idea, actually. You see, I thought you were hardcore flirting with her, and she thought you were doing it for me. And to be honest, I was surprised when you accepted my challenge. So quickly, too. Yeah, you were pretty incredible. Come on. Let's cover you back up, put you back together. I can't let anyone else know how much fun you've had in here. What now? Well, now we head over to my car. Come on, she's been waiting for ages. Of course, and Tess drives over. Come take the real ride.